This morning, National Weather Service will be out in Lafayette County, Wisconsin, working to confirm a possible seventh twister that touched down in the weekend's tornado outbreak.
I was already scared of storms, but I never thought that I'd experience something like this here. I felt like the house was going to get carried away.
That's a woman in Janesville talking with WISC-TV out of Madison. Says she's got at least $40,000 damage to her home. Another woman here in Janesville.
I have no idea what we're going to do from here. Quite a bit of the roof blew off. I lost two trees in the back and a pine tree in the front.
Six already confirmed twisters as part of this outbreak Saturday evening, including two in the Lake Geneva area, where Eric was.
Yeah. Got to live through that one. Williams Bay, we were in that one.
WTMJ meteorologist Craig Copleen, among those keeping you safe, getting you down in the basement. He was on air taking you all through it Saturday night as well, live with us this morning. Hey, Craig.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So what stood out to me, Craig, from your coverage, from what we're seeing on TV, from Nisnansky and Brennan Johnson over there on 4 as well, was just how sure they were, based on what you all were seeing on radar, that this wasn't a rotation tornado, that these were tornadoes that were on the ground. Can you take us through what you were seeing on radar that was so concerning that night?
There's a relatively new feature of Doppler radar that not only shows us that there are raindrops out in the air, that's typical radar, not only shows us the direction that the raindrops are moving, that's the Doppler in the Doppler radar. And if we see spinning, circulating raindrops, we can infer that there's a tornado there because the raindrops are spinning in a circular fashion. But there's a relatively new feature there that now shows us debris in the sky. And the way it does that is the radar beam goes out and it is able to tell us when it's hitting objects that are a tremendously different shape and size than regular old raindrops. So when we see this indication on radar that there's all kinds of stuff in the air that's not round or oblong raindrops, we can infer that that is debris from the ground, sheet metal, pieces of trees, pieces of homes, anything that the tornado can blow aloft up into the atmosphere. That's an indication that there's a tornado there causing that to happen. And we saw that in most of the cases on Saturday night. And that's why we could be so sure that these were tornadoes in progress as we were talking about them.
What's so amazing to me, Craig, is that when we got up Sunday morning in Williams Bay and we're looking at the damage, just the size and the enormity of some of these trees, these old oaks that just have, you know, a trunk that you can't even hug. It's so big, that are just sawed off almost and just down. Just that Mother Nature can be that strong in just a matter of moments.
And these weren't even, these weren't major, huge right. tornadoes. This wasn't Barneveld. This wasn't Oakfield. This wasn't the types of tornadoes that they get all too frequently in Kansas and Oklahoma. But that just gives you, even more reason to understand that even a weak tornado, weakish on the tornado scale, weakish tornado is still a tornado. And it still has the capability of maybe not doing damage on a path as wide as a mile, but wherever it does hit, even if it's a quarter mile path, it is going to take down even the most mature of trees and even the most sturdy of built structures.
And the other thing that stood out about Saturday's outbreak, Craig, was a number of these were in populated areas. You had two in the Lake Geneva area, Fontana and then Williams Bay. And one headed right toward Watertown, you had Janesville. You know, that's another thing. A tornado out in the middle of nowhere could be impressive, but it's not really going to affect a whole lot of people. These were coming right at population centers.
Yeah, exactly. We noticed that too as we were watching one of the many things we were watching on Saturday night were the power outage maps coming from We Energies and the other power companies. When the storms are going through somewhat rural areas, you're not going to get a lot of power outage reports. But as the storms got into more populated areas in the South Central and of course the Southeast part of the state, you see more power outages. Yeah, this happened to be one of the cases where just too many populated cities were in the wrong place.
You know, Craig, Vince and I were talking earlier about just sometimes we're in cycles, right? Oh, it's going to be a wetter than average spring or something to that effect. Or, you know, there's going to be more snowfall this winter or whatever. Are we in some type of cycle right now with the severe weather?
Yeah, I wish I could tell you definitively one way or another. This is a little bit of what they say in the investment industry. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. Yeah. So indeed, in hindsight, we can look back and say, boy, we have been in a cycle. We have been in a weather pattern where we have had these somewhat frequent periods of powerful thunderstorms moving through southern Wisconsin. But we don't necessarily, we can't necessarily say that this is going to continue for a couple more weeks or throughout the summer. We have to take it day by day and week by week and analyze the weather pattern that we're presented at any point in time.
Talking with WTMJ meteorologist Craig Copleen. So on that, Craig, chance for showers and storms tonight. Some could be severe. I have a question that someone texted in that we'll get to in a moment. But first, just your thoughts on tonight's severe weather outlook.
Well, the issue with tonight is that it's going to be a late situation. I don't anticipate any storms in southeast Wisconsin until around or after midnight. That's always concerning because most people are in bed. So the recommendation always is, of course, to have yourself some sort of audio alert to alert yourself if there's dangerous weather approaching your home. While you're sleeping, for most people, that's a phone. For some other people, that's a weather radio. That's always the biggest concern, is late night thunderstorms. The storms are expected to develop in north central Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin at some point this evening, and then they'll make the track south into southern Wisconsin. As is typical for storms that come through late night, they typically are moving into an environment where conditions are a little less conducive to maintaining their strength. We cool down at night and so forth. In the case of tonight, we're seeing some other ingredients, and without getting too deep into the science, we're seeing at least some ingredients that lead us to believe that the storms to some extent are going to maintain their strength, or at least not completely fizzle out by the time they get to the Milwaukee area. And so that's what's concerning. Somewhere between about midnight and 4, maybe 5 a.m., that's the time of concern for tonight. Then the storms get out of here. That probably be by daybreak, but it's the pre-dawn hours that are most concerning.
Well, we could certainly use the rain.
Oh boy, how's the lawn?
Right, green as it can be. Question from someone on the WTMJ talk and text line, and I don't know unless you're seeing something in particular that would cause them to ask this question. Is there a derecho risk tonight, overnight, through much of Wisconsin? And that's a very specific type of weather event.
It is, and it's let me put it this way, it's a non-zero chance. So what I'm trying to say there is, it's not necessarily perfect ideal conditions for the development of a derecho, but it's not off the table. And what that essentially is a line of thunderstorms that, for a bowing line of thunderstorms, sort of a curved line of storms that, for various reasons, moves at an extremely fast pace and has extremely powerful straight line winds associated with it on the order of 80 or 90 miles per hour. So winds that are stronger than the weakest tornadoes. That is indeed part of the concern overnight tonight. I won't say it's a high likelihood, but it is definitely something that we'll be watching during the evening hours. And if we see indications of that developing during the evening hours before it gets too late, that's going to lead all us meteorology types to stay up late and watch how things develop overnight and possibly have to, work late into the night or the wee hours of tomorrow morning. To let folks know, because there are your garden variety thunderstorms, there are your marginal severe thunderstorms, but derecho thunderstorms, because of the damaging winds that they produce, that's a serious dangerous type of weather scenario.
Well, on that point of being up late tonight, Craig, I know you and some of the other meteorologists in town certainly help keep people safe in these storms. So appreciate you being on the air with us then and perhaps once again overnight, my friend.
Thanks, Craig.
You're very welcome.
That's meteorologist Craig Copeland. Again, watch for that chance of severe storms overnight tonight. 8:23 on Wisconsin's Morning News.